Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to episode 9 of The Happy Black Daughter. This is Allison Bram, and I'm coming to you with another podcast episode. This one in particular is entitled The Power of Telling Your Story, Why It's Important to Tell Your Story, okay? But before I do that, I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing well, and all your goals, everything is going the way you would like for it to go. And if it's not going the way you would like for it to go, maybe that's a blessing too. Now, how many of you are sometimes afraid to tell your story, or you hesitate to share what you know because of fear? I know there are a few, there are many people. I think that's maybe probably every one of us. We have that hesitation of telling stories because of fear of rejection, right? Well, I want to share with you all why it's important to tell your story. Because stories are often not shared due to various reasons, like I mentioned before, fear. It could be because of shame. It could be because of the fear of just judgment. However, what I believe each of us know is that stories have been an intrinsic part of the fabric of humanity since the beginning of time. And we all have unique stories. And these stories have the power to entertain, to inspire, and to ignite change. So no matter what, the power of telling your story, sharing your experiences, your emotions, and insights can shape the trajectory of the world and your community. All right, so let's explore why it's crucial to share your story and how it can have a profound impact on both yourself and on others. Now, the number one thing I believe why it's so crucial is personal growth and healing. I want you to think about that. Actually, I want you to write that down. If you're listening to this podcast, unless you're driving, of course, but if you're somewhere in the house cleaning, washing, you know, watching TV, hopefully not Netflix or chill, get a pen, get a paper, and write down personal growth and healing. So telling your story can be a transformative and cathartic experience. Opening up about your vulnerabilities, your successes, your shortcomings, it allows you to reflect on your journey and gain a deeper understanding of yourself. It provides an opportunity for personal growth, and it heals you. Okay, it can be a healing. It can comfort you. You know, it can help you to gain clarity and also find closure in whatever is creating discomfort as to why you don't want to tell your story. All right, so personal growth and healing. It's very, very important. Now, the next thing that I want you to write down under that is connection and empathy. Now, the power of sharing your story can create a great connection with others, and it can encourage them to share their own stories. You can actually be an inspiration. Believe it or not, you can be an inspiration for others. You know, they hear your story and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, if she or if he can say that, and he's confident in saying, sharing his experiences, then maybe I can do that too. You know, maybe I can take those baby steps in sharing, my knowledge. All right. What I've experienced. You know, this exchange of narratives not only breaks down barriers, but it also enhances the understanding, compassion, and acceptance among individuals and communities when we are able to connect have a shared connection between our stories. And after having that shared connection, then we can embrace and have empathy and know that, oh, well, I'm not alone in this. You know, it's okay. I can do this. So sharing your story can have a great impact in connecting and creating empathy, you know, with others that quite possibly are going through the same thing that you are, or probably have similar stories. All right. Now, the next thing that I want to share with you is I want you to write down amplifying marginalized voices. Okay. Amplifying marginalized voices. Now, what does that mean? Okay. Sometimes marginalized communities are stifled and they're afraid to speak up, or they haven't been given the opportunity to speak up. But by sharing your story, okay, you can shine a light on important matters that are affecting the underserved, that are affecting the voiceless, those who need a little helping hand, all right, and perhaps those who face many discrimination on various topics. Your story could just be what is needed for combating social injustice, all right? So that's also another reason why it's important to tell your story, because your story, it has power. And, you know, based on what you've been through, based on your experiences, it can change so many different lives. So think about next time when you want to tell your story, think about how important it will be to amplify and encourage and inspire those who are voiceless and those who feel they don't have the that same influence as perhaps you do, or that motivation and confidence. You might inspire them to say, you know what, I want to tell my story, all right? Don't be afraid. Now, the next thing, which is quite... So I'll put an asterisk next to this one. This one is leaving a legacy, right? Leaving a legacy. Just like a quilted garment, I want you to think of this, right? Just like a quilted garment, every story shared is part of a larger, tapestry, okay? Think about that. Every story shared, I feel, is also part of a larger tapestry that weaves together the human experience. So by telling your story, you contribute to the collective message, leaving a legacy for a generation to come. All right, your unique perspectives and lessons learned can serve as a guide and inspiration for future generations. Imagine telling a story today about what you've been through, about your ups and downs, and 10 years from now, that story has been passed down, and that story has been repeated 10,000 times. You've reached 10 million people. You've inspired 10 million people around the world by hearing your story. There are so many individuals around the world, many who I know you've been listening to for years, various influencers, important diplomats, or those who were in the battle, right? In the field, fighting for rights. And that was 50, 60, 70 years ago. We're still hearing their stories today, and we're still being inspired every single day about what they had to go through and how we can better our lives and, you know, our lives and the community around us. So leaving a legacy is important. It's very, very important to tell your story, because it leaves a legacy. It creates a ripple effect that extends far beyond your own lifetime. please don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to tell your story. And, you know, when I think of leaving a legacy, one of the most important stories I've ever told thus far was the story between a daughter and her father. Leaving a legacy holds true to me because if it wasn't for the stories told by my father about his experiences, those stories would not have made it in the Happy Black Daughter book. It would not have made it. All right. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity that my father was able to tell his story, share his experiences over time. And I was able to retain that, you know, and some of those stories are in the Happy Black Daughter book. Okay. So be confident in yourself. Be confident enough to share what's bothering you. Be confident enough to share what you have learned and what you can do to change the world and the community around you. That's the power of telling your story. All right, tell it, say it. Use various platforms. I'm using one right now. Whether it's by way of podcasting, whether it's a way of writing a book, hence the Happy Black Daughter, whether it's a way of YouTubing, you know. We live in a world right now, 2023, where there's really no excuses. It's a matter of us garnering that confidence and just go right to it and get it done. And releasing the fear of visceral judgment from others. Because what I've learned over time, we are all battling some demons. We are all battling something. We are all afraid of something, right? We are all hesitate about some kind of situation, no matter what. We have hesitation, we have fear, and we have the fear of judgment. But so what? It's 2023 now, all right? So I'll leave you with this. No matter how you tell it or what platform you use to tell it, the power of telling your story is crucial. It's important. You just might save a life, all right? So I hope you found value in this short but sweet, straight to the point podcast, episode 9. And if you have, let me know. Shoot me an email at onlinewithallie@gmail.com. That's onlinewithallie@gmail.com. And let me know how you feel about this. You could also follow me on Thread. Who's on Thread nowadays? Okay, I am on Thread as Allison Bram or Allie Bram. Go ahead and shoot me a follow, and also on Instagram. So take care and don't forget to listen, share the podcast. Okay. Have a great day. Tell your story. Bye, guys.